Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. It is 11 o'clock on the dot, and you're watching the Graveyard Shift tonight here, a late show here with the one and only Talk Dude and Organic OK sitting to the right of me.
Organic OK.
That's right, and this is Satisfying the Greatness Within You, a show where we try to do just that, find that inner greatness and just reach inside and take it. Remember, there is a greatness inside you. What you got to do, you got to look within, find it, let it blossom. That's what we're going to do. Organic, get things rolling, huh?
You know, getting things rolling is more than one way to get things rolling. You can actually look at being rolling as you travel. You can be traveling, and your mind can be in a place where rolling can be inspiring from within the place that you are in, as reflecting things that's in a deeper level of yourself, right? So we can be soaking inside of our soul, right? And then we can be, you know, in that deep heaviness of the, you know, carrying that, you know, that volume of our true purpose, right? So that's what sometimes it means as we discuss about, you know, satisfying the greatness within you. You know, as we soak in the ability and squeeze out, you know, the actual inventory to be impacting others, you know, we can be impacting ourselves. And that can be another part, you know, that is an enhanced moment. This is comedian Organic OK. And I think that impacting myself is a connecting that is another link that actually opened me to be more closer to the ability that I find in the strength, right?
Yeah.
What about yourself? Where do you feel that the actual, you know, tool that you've been actually tying up your ability with?
Well, some deep breathing helps. Also, it helps to just take a moment to deep breathe, close your eyes, and listen to that inner voice that you don't listen to very often. You don't get in touch with yourself very often. You think too much about your obligations, what you got to do, and not enough about what you should do. Not enough. Organic, take a moment right now. Okay, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now ask yourself what you want. What you need right now more than anything else on this show. And everyone out there listening to this, do the same thing. Close your eyes. Deep breath. What do I want? What do I need? Stop scheduling your life for one dang second and ask yourself what is necessary. That's my take.
Yeah, that is, because that is an actual healing part of yourself as you're dealing with pain and you're dealing with this kind of tense mode, because your abilities have so much, you know, opposition that is overcoming from you, because you are pulling and tug of warring your ability. You're not allowing it to naturally form, right? And everyone, take the time and truly, let's give comedian Talk Dude a round of applause from within of we appreciating the ability that he connected us with ourselves and maybe connecting us with him. Thank you so much, comedian Talk Dude, for telling us that. It really enhances the moment. For those out there, just keep it up. You know, Talk Dude, keep at it, Talk Dude, because they are connecting to that. Can you give them a little bit more of impact?
All right. I think everyone should basically take a moment to stop and ask themselves what they really need before they even get up and get out of bed in the morning. Before you go out and face the day, I'm talking about before you get up there and try to fight your way to a job that eventually you're going to grow to hate. No, come on. It's unavoidable. To the kind of coworkers that you're praying not only get fired, but wind up dead, hopefully. To basically...
Even I was going to say was even COVID-19 is on a waiting list to mess somebody up. You know, it's like, man, I'm looking for somebody out here. Like, you know, it's a very harsh moment that people's problems, you know, I know it's very devastating for those, you know, and it's a place where people quiet and they're just suffering over the just the eye drop of their soul just being suffocated by just the tears of their pain. And it's some moments where you find closure where people that you didn't even think that could help you, that mostly tuned your soul and elevated it up and, you know, highlighted you. And you're like, wow, there's so many people that's going to get through it because the people that they didn't think were going to ever to help them showed them so much amazing things and things that you're showing. And as you're allowing people vision to, you know, be projected in another level, that's so helpful for them. And I appreciate that being the colleague as you are inspiring. Thank you.
Yeah. I invite other people basically out there. Now, the next step is to ask yourself your personal greatness. What is that? What is it you want? What is it you need? Take a moment to really think about it. Really, don't just think it. Feel it. Feel it. What I need. What I'm dying for. And then take a moment to put that to pen and paper. Ink it out. So that you are saying to yourself, yes, dang it, this is what I want. This is what I'm dying for.
Wow.
There is a greatness in me that is being unfulfilled. I want to release it. Everybody pities the weak. They don't just pity them. They look to destroy them. But envy is something you earn. Don't you want to be the kind of person in a way a little bit that sort of envied? I want what he's got. He's not just doing well. He's got something. Dying for a taste.
Man. Is this taste that they looking to get? Is this something that they are being inspired to actually, you know, the dessert that's been waiting for them to, because you know sometimes like some, you ever had dessert that like somebody made the dessert just for you, and you're like, this dessert, yeah, it's like this dessert is talking to me. It's like, man, this dessert is seeing more. You know, you can see how people get caught up in just eating, just trying to like heal their, you know, their pain and struggling. And you can see how much it become an impact in their life. And we see different roles that it play. You know, they say, you know, you are what you eat, right?
Indeed.
And look at it. The greatness. If the greatness is a taste of a part that's being connected, that's in the fiber, that's in the nutrition, that's in the magnitude of developing the roots, and as you're talking, it is sowing. See, greatness is a very powerful place that you have to listen deeply, because as you're talking from your heart, it's giving you what you need for your heart and what you truly need, all right? And as you unfold these things, the magic is appealing to you. The things that you're desiring that's coming to life and the altitude of your ability. You don't have to strain your soul. The soul is being stretched and the moments are coming together. It is a very healing place. Now, this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And when you satisfy the greatness within you, you start seeing so many more things, components of greatness started to fall in place. Because you know, like when you buy something and you lose some of the parts, and you're like, man, I didn't think I really need all these little simple parts. But that's what your greatness is. The simplest things can be the most magical things that's the components that actually allow your greatness to be mobile and moving and filling and happiness and excitement, all these magical parts, you know. Talk to them. Talk, dude.
Let's see. After you're done taking a few deep breaths, here's the thing. There's a certain way to breathe throughout the day. Now, you breathe automatically, but there's a way to basically how everyone should breathe. There's a trick to breathing. Slowly in. Okay, let it go in. Naturally. Don't push it. Don't force it. Take a deep, slow, long breath. Slowly. And then in. And don't just let it out. Don't push it out. Let it out full naturally on its own. Before you know it, you can feel yourself relaxing, detoxing. You can feel a lot of the toxin, the stress.
Do you have the time?
From your body.
Do you have the time to tell them what time is right now so they can have an idea of what's going on?
I always wait till mid-show to do that, but if you must know, it's 11:11 here, p.m. on the dot here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please, what are you thinking? People who might be listening, who may, hopefully, God willing, hear our pleas. So it's not just the two of us listening, so we're not just talking to each other. We're talking to the world right now. Please, get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. See, I always wait till mid-show to do that, the middle of the show.
You still can do it. You still can do it. We didn't pass that part of the show. You still can do it right now.
Well, I just did. Everybody out there, we have social media for a reason. It's not just to put up cute little texts. Nobody talks to each other anymore. Everybody texts right now.
I did something that I didn't necessarily think I was going to do, but it happens. It happens all the time. It happens all the time because, you know, when you're doing things beyond the actual frame of what's going on, you find yourself finding more thrill than you can actually measure. When you can find more thrill than you can actually measure, then you find yourself finding greatness at another level. And greatness is something that you must, you know, digest at a magical place in your connecting. When you connect these things, you find so many more things that's falling and falling and falling into your better being. Yes, I will be back with you shortly. Everyone, as you listen, when you listen, this is Kamina Organic, okay, and I'll be back with you shortly.
All right.
Take it over.
Okay, let's see. Wait. Give me a... No, okay. Okay. What's your idea of greatness? How do you see yourself pushing yourself to your fullest potential? The best you, the best version of you can possibly be. Don't just try to find another idealistic personality to be a carbon copy version of yourself. The best version of you. Ask yourself, what is that? What is all of it? What are we? What are we but mold bacteria growing on this petri dish called Earth? Are we evolving to the sentient beings that we know we should be? Are we really at our fullest potential? Could we be better than this? Can we be better than this? Can we do just a little bit better than this? I like to think so. You see how we've been stuck in the dark ages for so long? We're stumbling around, shooting, killing each other, fearing everything, everything and everybody, somehow we just seem, it just seems to be safer to be cynical. Just sit down there sourly, bitterly, thinking that if we're afraid and angry enough, maybe it'll keep us safe. We don't have to try. We don't have to be cheerful and upbeat and live in the risk that someone will basically knock all that out of us. But think about it. When one is cynical and bitter, do people want to be around somebody like that? It's like a big black hole that just sucks all the energy out of you. You want to cut that person dead. You got to be more upbeat. Got to look for that silver lining. You've got to lead a decent life. Because that is necessary for the collective evolutionary consciousness of this planet. It must be done. Done. It must be done now. We must take steps toward every single day, even when we become cynical and the things that used to bring us joy don't anymore. We get tired of them. And we think maybe if we had more money, we could be free to enjoy life. But we can't. When you stop celebrating your birthday and it just, you wish you could take them all back, including the first one. Because you're sorry you were born. You're sorry you're old, old, getting older, and it seems like less and less of your goals are going to be accomplished. For the holidays, when they all just seem like such a goofy, campy waste of time. And you ask, look yourself in the mirror. There's an old person staring back at you. All those little white hairs, all those
yes,
little...
Yes, everybody,
little...
this is Camino Organic on K. Tell me what's going on. What's been going on in your life? What's been inspiring you from where you at?
As I was saying, you dare to ask yourself, what now? Do I even have time? Is there any joy in this life for me? There can be. Just need to aim something bright, something light. Need to aim towards a higher, greater good, because it's necessary.
What are they getting?
Well,
when they find the true happiness in their conversation, when you're truly getting someone showing you, it's like someone coming with a wardrobe that's tailored made for your greatness, right? And as they're finding it, you're just finding more, you know, designs that's created with the understanding that you have been, you know, kept in the mind of greater places, right? So it's so much more that you can connect with from a greater place. Now, and sometimes it's like people were trying to get you to fuel their happiness from a place of destruction. And we have seen your happiness become so important not to be compromised, for not to compromise others as we happy, right? Now, we can look at our happiness because we are not completely capable of limited understanding that we cannot comprehend other levels that we have not been familiar with. It's other levels to this, right? It's other, like, your mind has so many capabilities. Even if you had some obstacles you was overcoming, it's still a lot more to your ability. Guess what? I'm going to step off for a short period of time, and guess what? Talk Dude is going to finish it up for a few minutes, and I'll be back shortly.
Oh, okay. Let me take the reins again. Okay, fine. Here goes. Okay, it's 20 minutes after the hour here, 11:20 on the dot here. Please, Get involved. Take first steps to satisfying the greatness within yourself. Take those few breaths, yes? Close your eyes and breathe just right. A Zen form of breathing. But more than anything else, call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please, get involved. Now, I was the kind of guy who personally let depression and stress and all the health defects I've got start taking over the reins. I kid you not, I let it rule me. I let it dominate me. I let it. And it was not the answer. Those are the worst things you can... What was that?
I just had this kind of, you know, when you get something of wisdom and you get this happiness, you know what it's noise like? It's like your spirit. Happiness, look, happiness and enjoying something, it's like you're getting satisfying the greatness. Is you ate happiness that, and you're burping and laughing. Your burping in reference to happiness of conversation is laughing, and that's burping compared to food. And laughing at different levels, just different levels of happiness that translate to laughing. And that's the same comparison of burping or eating too much and sucking your fingers. That is the thing that you're talking. Talking is the conversation of you licking your fingers when someone says something that you appreciate. Make sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah. And I know it's something different. You got to look at, people are looking, they're like, this talk dude, we got to get this guy to come and motivate, speak at our engagement. Talk to him. So let me ask you this question. Do you feel like you are satisfying the greatness in yourself?
Yeah, I have. I like to think that you made the first step towards me. You helped light the fuse. One thing that helped me was that I was in a bad way. I tried a few tricks, you know, like, you know, ginseng powder in water first thing in the morning, little bit of transcendental meditation. But I like to believe that I started doing this because you're the one who really lit the fuse. And you know what? A lot of people out there are thinking, oh, well, of course that you're going to say this kind of powder puff thing. Of course that they're basically going to say, oh, he helped him. It's interesting. You know, I want to come out there and help somebody else. We can basically make steps to helping somebody else turn their life around, satisfy that inner greatness. We can help a listener out there do the same if one will just call in and tune. I like to believe that somebody out there, if they're not listening right now, they'll eventually hear this.
But this is, you know, this you got to realize. This, every time you enjoy the party, as the viewers, the party is how they is connecting. And, you know, it's things that you find in life sometimes earlier or later in life that impacts your life as is new. It's not, you know what I mean? Like living, oxygen, spreading, seeing somebody that you very fascinated with looking at. It has looked that way. You think about back in the day, you know, all these years of what fascinated this, you know, it's like, it's probably time where the back in the day, people were seeing this time on how we was looking, you know. As we looking from the past and seeing things that reflect, the past is reflecting through the future. And it's touching us, and we are touching each other. And as we hold hands, that is the connection that our heart is grabbing arms, right? Our arms is our heart that is expanding. And the curiosity is the desire that we see in our fantasies and imagination. This is comedian Organic OK, and my co-host is Talk Dude. Thank you, as the viewers, using what we are explaining to them in their desire, allowing us to serve them through their greatness, allowing us to be a part of their thoughts, Thank you. You have any final words as we get ready to be at the end of the show?
Well, we still have 5 more minutes to go. But we have 5 more minutes. Come on, we can get into something real. Come on, 5 minutes. Come on. Let's do it.
Okay. What you got in mind? Tell them. Let them, let's participate. Let's look at people and what the listeners are thinking. Think about as you listen. Think about if somebody pulled you in as you would desire to show your open ability to be vulnerable. Listen, don't talk to them as they are part of a stranger being. Talk to them as a being as connecting to you as they would connect as they see you in person. How you want them to identify with you? How you want them to connect with you? You want the connection to be so sincere and so helpful, so you don't want to talk to them like they're lost by not listening to you or hearing you at the time, but listening to the moment. If the moment is desire and the desire is lying right, then that's really the moment of what's really there. And as someone get to actually connect, as we're connecting, right, as people smell, people hear, you know, people use different languages through their body movement to translate things. These things don't go blindly. These things go in a mission, in a purpose, right? And it's so much as we connect and we start feeling these things. We start feeling people. We start seeing people that we change their life as the time changes the day of the hour that we're meaning to do something. We start doing these things. We start learning these things. People start saying, we got to put our time together so we can see these people. Because it's something, when someone is aligning your conversation, aligning your ability, aligning you to be what you are, and you say, oh, I can't waste no time, I got to get to these people. As you see that ability in others, as that constantly come through you, constantly respond and constantly lift, constantly, you know, connect, and this ability to inspire your internal ability, you start connecting on a level. And it's so highlighted for you to see these things as not just color, but the message that's seen, you get to see these things inside of people's, you know, abilities. That it's like coming out of them, like emotional fragrance, you know. And you start seeing things so amazing in people's words, and it takes you to another level, right? So these things that reflect, and it's like mist. If people's ability of saying they tears of greatness, it's this that fuels and warms us and keep us at the level we need to be to make sure that we don't, you know, drought, you know, keep us emotionally moisturized as all that's in people's ability in their sweat. You know, it's just something. So, you know, what's your final words, Top Dude?
My final word, listen to yourself. Find an excuse to love yourself every single day. And then start making all those external materialistic changes that are going to better your life. Do all that. Love yourself first.
I'm going to say this.
Love yourself. Say it.
You have took so much of greatness and made greatness be appreciated by how you turned it around and allowed the touches to be wrapped up in greatness of love. And the love have bandaged and stretched and moved the shades and moved the shapes of people's ability in their curves, in their muscles, in their thoughts, in the eyes, in the skin tone, in the height, and allow them to fall, all as abilities to slide and move as acupuncture would be stimulating their spirit and the actual, they call it, the splashing of the feelings that deeper than love.
I get all that. I get it.
This is Comedian Organic OK. Find the greatness within you. This is it. Talk Dude.
Yes. And this Untalk dude right across from me is Organic OK. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank yourself. Love yourself just a little bit every day. Organic.
Yes.
Thanks for doing this with me.
It's all organic to say thank you very much, and I appreciate your time.
Good night. I think we're off the air now. Good night.